This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Where we are right now, live in downtown Erie, Pennsylvania. There's a whole lot of... I know, right? Thank you. Yes. Live with actual people, too. Where we are right now, in downtown Erie, Pennsylvania, there's a whole lot of brick and mortar. Some mom-and-pop shops, some national chains as well, but the foot traffic just isn't what it used to be. The population in this city fell below 100,000 not too long ago for the first time in a century. And yet there has been a whole influx of new residents here. 20% of Erie's population, its workers and its consumers, are immigrants. Which gets us to another big promise that President-elect Trump made, sharp cuts in the number of immigrants coming to and living in this country. Delana Jackson is the director of the International Institute. That's a refugee resettlement organization. Bassam Daba, originally from Syria, runs an event planning business here in town. Thanks to you both for coming by the brewery.
Thanks for having us.
Delana, let me start with you. When yep. If you watch President Trump tomorrow and his inaugural address, what are you expecting? Small chuckle from her, large laugh from the audience.
I guess I would expect on the refugee resettlement side of things for him to uphold what we have historically done with the program in allowing people into the country. So,
expect or hope?
Let's go with hope.
Let's go with hope. Bassam, let me ask you this. You are a small business in businessman in town. You've got an events planning business. What are you expecting now from this economy in a Trump administration?
We are expecting a lot, with economic, but we are hoping, for immigrant situation to be different a little bit.
Different?
Yes.
How so?
With the promising with the, he's going to stop the immigrant to come to country, we're hard worker, we have to flee our country, we don't have choices, we can do a lot, we're not terrorists, we are human beings.
You've been here since 2009.
Yes.
You're an American citizen.
Yes, I am. Brown.
You have... You have four children, I understand, two of whom were born here.
Yes.
What conversation did you have with them after the election results came through?
The day of the election or the morning when my daughter, she wake up, she asked me, Dad, do we have to leave the country? Because she knew that Trump, won the election. I told her, no. You were born here, and we're from America now, and this is our home. We're not leaving.
Delana, let me ask you this. Have you seen an increased response in your pleas for fundraising and requests for volunteers since the election? Has it turned out, in that sense at least,
Erie as a community has been great. They've been supportive of resettlement. They continue. And we have seen volunteers reaching out, new people reaching out saying, we don't agree with what's going on and some of the decisions around refugees, and we want to help where we can.
When refugees come here, Delana, what kinds of jobs do they get? What do they do?
They're mostly working in entry-level jobs, a lot of plastics.
Lots of plastics manufacturing here, actually, in town.
Yeah, hotel industry, those tend to be the two biggest ones.
Do they express to you, and your most recent groups that have come through, have they expressed concerns to you about the future of this economy for them?
Yeah, there has been talk about that. I think more so the conversation is what Bassam had just stated, whether they're going to be forced to leave or not has been first and foremost. So,
I understand you are your group, International Institute, is worried for its own existence, because if there aren't refugees coming through, there's no need for a refugee resettlement organization.
Right, which I think is something that folks in general are not really thinking about. We talk about adding jobs, but if you stop resettlement in a town like Erie, it's roughly 200 people that work with refugees that would be out of a job. So then what? Where do those folks go?
Right. What is the conversation, Bassam, in the refugee and immigrant community around here about this election and what happens tomorrow at noon?
A lot of questions. Are we going to stay here? Do we have to leave? To be honest, most of them, they are afraid. They don't know what's going to be. Yeah. They just start their life here, and they are very excited to do a lot of things. They are very happy to have their children in safe place, but they don't know about tomorrow what's going to happen.
Bassam Daba from the International Institute, where he is a translator in part, also Delana Jackson from the Institute. Thank you very much for your time. I appreciate it.
Thank you.